Today, the
15th.
The odds of March.
Oh, 9 years ago. I should remember this date.
May I use your pen?
Yes, ma'am. 9 years ago, I was in the emergency room with a doctor elbow deep in my guts trying to save my life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I always forget about it until someone says that, and then all of a sudden, it's like it just happened to be all over again. But also very, very humbling and makes me even more thankful. You know what I'm saying?
It does. I had a near-death experience in a car accident, and I always I start seeing some summer traffic.
This is our public comment. And this trip will be.
I don't know. Well, there's only four of us. What?
But not it.
No.
I'm not chairing this meeting.
Yeah, I'm the chairman of the other board. Ron's the vice chair of the zoning board. Were you here last time when I was nominated?
Good evening. My name's Jennifer Stecker, and I'm the clerk of the planning board. I'm calling this meeting of the Kilderville Hills Planning Board to order. We're going to begin with nominations for the election of chairperson.
I'd like to make a nomination for Mr. Ron Seidman as vice chair.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll go ahead and second that. Okay.
Are there any other nominations? Okay. All those in favor of Ron Seidman as vice chair for the planning board, say aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Jennifer, we good?
Well, thank you, everybody. Appreciate that. All right, so moving on to item number two, zoning map amendment request. Lots 9 through 15 and Block 18 in the Kilderville Hills Realty Corp. subdivision. Oh, I'm sorry. Can I get an approval for the agenda for the meeting of tonight?
I'll make a motion. We approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second that.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right. And can I get a motion for the approval of the minutes for February 15th meeting?
So moved, Mr. Chairman. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, sir.
And I'll second that.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Public comments. We have several people signed up. Let's start off with Marie or Mary Reed?
Marie.
Marie? Thank you.
Vice Chairman,
yes,
just a reminder for public comment, you have 3 minutes as an individual, 5 minutes as a group for public comment.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Meredith.
I don't want any more than that. I don't like this stuff. Okay, get my glasses. Good evening, Planning Board members. My name is Marie Reed. I live at 405 West Martin Street here in Kilderville Hills. I've lived here for 13 years. Our neighborhood is a quiet residential neighborhood filled with year-round residents and families with young children. Changing the zoning of lots 9 through 15, Block 18 Kill-Double Hills Realty Group's, Corp subdivision will not only change the character of our community, it will cause an increased amount of traffic that Martin Street absolutely cannot handle. Cars will be exiting the property onto Martin Street and traveling towards the bypass, causing traffic to be backed up at the light on Martin Street. This afternoon, while I was traveling southbound on the bypass, making a right onto Martin Street, the car in front of me did the same and was waiting to make a left turn into Walgreens. They were waiting because there was a long line of cars going east, waiting to cross the bypass, and they were at the red light, and they were blocking the entrance to Walgreens. While they were waiting, I was almost rear-ended by a car who took the same right turn that I had just taken, and they took it just quickly enough to almost slam into me. This happens now all the time, and it will only, I believe, will only become worse. One of my other concerns will be the increased noise allowance that will come with this change in zoning. My home is one lot from the southwest corner of Martin and Swan Streets. When the pit was in existence, I was able to hear the noise that was coming from inside of the bar while I was in my house with the doors and windows closed. The pit was across the bypass and buffered by the trees that are on the lot that this rezoning is being requested for. If this property is rezoned to commercial use, the legally allowed noise level will be equal to that of what it was at the pit, and I will certainly be able to hear it from inside of my home since this property in discussion is on the west side of the bypass and even closer to my home than the pit was and is on the lots where the trees that were the buffer will no longer be. I'm begging that you please consider denying this request for change in zoning. Commercial zoning does not belong two lots behind the bypass in our little year-round residential family neighborhood. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Carmen Perez?
Yes. I'm Carmen Perez. I live at 1107 Fox Street, directly across the street from the wooded area that is about to be purchased. Everything that Marie pretty much has said is right on target. I also had to deal with the noise at the pit. A gentleman who lives around the corner from me had put his house on the market because he could not take the noise of the pit. Now, a house that's on pilings is, the sand underneath is not dense. It's like a sponge. So when you're laying in bed at night on a pillow and you've got the noise, the traffic, bump, bump, beep, it's horrible.
Right.
When the pit had closed up, I was quite happy with that reasoning. But this is when I was told that it was under contract to be sold and turned over into commercial property, I was just through a lid. It shouldn't happen. The traffic is incredibly bad. I went to the police department three times in regards to the traffic. There's kids riding bikes, little kids walking to school, waiting for the bus. And to get a commercial piece of property in there is gonna destroy the whole neighborhood. And it's going to cause some serious problems, including crime. So, if you can please, vote against it. As a local here, I've been here 15 years now in my house, and I would truly appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Carmen. Shirley Cook.
I know you. Way back. Hi, I'm Shirley Cook. I live at 1103 Fox Street. I'm going to come at it from a little bit of a different approach, but a similar approach, because like everybody else here, I do not want to see this property flip to become commercial. First and foremost, when I was looking at the review papers, 1953, there was a lot of foresight about how Kill-Double Hills wanted to develop and preserve and take care of its locals. Anybody who's been around for the past 20 plus years, I grew up here, has seen a housing crisis oncoming for ever. I mean, it was happening back when I was in high school and graduated in 91. So the foresight with the pyramid scheme and protecting some property for locals. Quite amazing, and I'm grateful for it. I've been in real estate. I understand the coin, the need to develop, the energy behind it. So my questions would kind of be for the buyer and development. What are the intended number of units? What's the average rent given the housing crisis that we're in? I mean, people can't afford to live here. This is a concern. And if putting multiple houses are an option, why not go the duplex route that's currently allowed with the zoning that's there, if you're looking to bring houses into the market? Beyond that, here are my legit concerns. Years ago, the land was cleared between myself and JK's. Wide open view, and that was really heartbreaking. I'm thankful the trees have had time to grow back. I too could hear the noise from the pit. You know, if we flipped a commercial, and let's say condos or something go up now, what happens in the future when somebody gets over that, tears it down, and puts something up with bright lights and bigger noise or whatever? It's already an issue. Traffic, I can only echo what has been said, because that intersection is super busy as it is. I mean, JK's is super popular. Who doesn't love that? Who doesn't need to run into Walgreens for something? But it is going to be really chaotic. And then if that property flips, what's to stop the variance for the land right there in front of me? That's coming. I mean, how do you turn it down when it's done, for one? So I kind of have to vote down. And if the vote, you know, if the goal is to put in some housing, then use the existing rules that are there for the residential and go the duplex route and figure out how to make that fly. I'm not opposed to people making money, but this kind of snowballs into a bigger effect that impacts way more people than will benefit from living in condos, in my opinion.
Understood. Thank you, ma'am. Kevin Joyce?
Hey folks, Kevin Joyce, 1106 Fox Street. I've been there 25 years, and I'd like to keep the character of this quiet little neighborhood that we have. So I'm in favor of single family or duplex or condo or whatever, not commercial. Okay? Thanks.
Thank you. Patricia Kolb?
Good evening. I live at 500 West Martin Street. I just bought my house 3 years ago because I've rented it, and I love the neighborhood. It's quiet, everybody's friendly, and I work at 6 o'clock in the morning. So being in the neighborhood, they shouldn't have all the noise keeping me up all night and making me mean. Really helps, because I work at a restaurant. But having a commercial there and having more people in our development that are driving through, we have animals, we have kids, we have everybody walking and having fun. You add more traffic to that, it's going to be chaos, and nobody's going to be able to enjoy our neighborhood. And we love it there. That's why I love our neighbors. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, Jane McKee.
Now is the time where I wish I had taken public speaking 101 when I had the chance. Good evening. My name is Jane McKee. Thank you for allowing me to address the board. I own the property at 1204 Fox Street. I'm not opposed to development nor people who work to make a profit. We have done the homework on the developer who is requesting this change for the use of the property. He has an established history of placing a property under contract with the seller, adding developers' entitlements like sewer and zoning changes, and selling to a third party without ever owning the property, all an enormous property for himself. This developer has no stake in our neighborhood other than profit, and the seller is very disappointed that he agreed to sell his family property to the developer who has no stake or control in what is ultimately built here. The enormity of profit this developer will attain if you approve this request tonight will make me question your intentions for our community. Development can and needs to be done thoughtfully and responsibly with community involvement. We invite you to have more homes built in our community like the ones that are presently there. The commercial property at Walgreens has already created a serious impact on traffic and congestion on West Martin Street. The mixed use of light industrial down Martin Street already presents conflicts with contractors and kids occupying the same roads. The disaster of Bayside Body Shop impact on the surrounding residents is a strong example of what we do not want to have happen here. And excuse me while I... Ah, heck. Now it's not going to work. I have the beeping truck backing up and backing up and backing up, which is what Bayside is known for, and flashing lights all hours of the night, as well as that business parking cars up and down the residential streets without apology. Your town allows this to happen, and it's not fair to the community. My objections are as follows. The developer has no stake in the property, neighborhood, or go-forward plan. Destruction of the quality of life that currently exists, destruction of the character of the neighborhood, and adding more commercial traffic to existing overloaded traffic patterns. This neighborhood has always been intended to be a family-oriented area, especially with the proximity to the schools. Please reject this proposal. Thank you.
Thank you. Jackie Riddle?
Okay, my name is Jackie. I'm at 1200 Fox Street. I guess everything they said, for me, I just don't want to see condos and low-income housing and all that because as a single mother of two small children, it does affect the people, your neighbors, and the traffic. 3 years ago, I was T-boned at the light, totaling my car between the bypass and Martin Street. And so I would just like to see residential homes, if possible, and that's about it. Sorry, it's short, but so that's it. Thank you.
All right, and Casey Ball.
Hi, Casey Ball, 1102 Cardinal Street. I don't really have anything extra to add, just wanted to express my agreement with everyone else that I think it should stay residential. We moved there 10 years ago, maybe 11 now, and it's a quiet neighborhood for the most part. I guess we moved in after the pit. So we didn't get that, but we would just like to see it stay that way and not have it zoned for commercial use.
Wonderful, thank you. All right. There's nobody else on the sign-up sheet for public comment. So that concludes. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate that. Response to public comment.
I just want to thank you all for being here. I think that as a member of the community, there's nothing you can do but more impactful than be present at these meetings. I know that it's hard to get up in front of people and speak. I've been in your shoes, something I wasn't happy about with one of my properties, and I was here at a planning meeting. So, you know, your presence says a lot, and I just want to thank you guys for being here, making time for it, and coming in front of us.
Thank you very much, and I would like to add also, we did receive three letters from people who could not be here tonight that have weighed in as well. Do I need to read their names in the record? Or? Okay. Any other response?
Yes, sir.
Would it be a problem you reading those three letters
from
your room?
We could.
Do you have
one
for that?
I don't mind. I'll run through them real quick. One is from Brandon Joyce, 1106 Fox Street. I have lived in this neighborhood for the entirety of my life. I think it is extremely important that we keep it residential. This is from Michelle Rogerson at 1105 Fox Street. She writes, as a resident in this neighborhood, I stand with my neighbors who are opposed to this rezoning. This is not an ideal location for high-density housing, as it affects numerous homeowners and families who have paid county taxes and have been required to abide by our zoning requirements. This is a neighborhood that celebrates the nature of the Outer Banks, she says OBX, with the names like Fox Street and Cardinal Street. We see many deer, foxes, and wildlife in this area. Thank you. And then the next one is from Edwin Rittenberry, 1106 Cardinal Street. My name is Edwin Glenn Rittenberry. I'm the owner of the property located at 1106 Cardinal Street, Caldwell Hills. It has recently been brought to my attention that a zoning amendment request has been submitted that includes commercial, light industrial, and so forth. The affected areas are lots 9 through 15, block 18, KDH Realty Group Realty Corp subdivision. I am requesting that the zoning amendment be denied as stated. The neighborhood, especially Martin Street, already experienced traffic flow in our residential neighborhood. Most of the traffic flow is currently created by industrial facilities. Our neighborhood continues to experience additional industry, with Kelly's Catering being the latest. Additional traffic flow continues to stir dust, creates noise, not safe for the kids at play due to traffic and speeding vehicles. Because of prior commitments, my wife and I are unable to attend. It's our hope and prayer that our concerns are considered, and we continue to look forward to living in a safe and peaceful neighborhood. All right. So we're going to close public comment. All right, we're going to move on for a minute. Ongoing business. There's no ongoing business. New business. We've already gone through number one. So now, number two, zoning map amendment request, lots 9 through 15, block 18, Caldwell Hills Realty Corporation subdivision. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Sidman. Attached is a zoning map amendment request, a rezoning submitted by Eddie Goodrich for the lots, as you said, 9 through 15, block 18, Caldwell Hills Realty Corp subdivision. The request proposes a change from the current zoning classification of low-density residential zone to commercial zone. Additionally, attached is the latest adopted zoning map. This was adopted January 26th of this year. Dare County GIS map identifying the lots included in the request, original subdivision plat, and staff review comments. In accordance with the 2020 Caldwell Hills Land Use Plan, the town zoning is considered a pyramid zoning scheme. This method uses zoning districts to definitively set apart land uses based on intensity while including bulk and height restrictions. At the top of the pyramid, you have your most restrictive zoning districts, such as Maritime Forest and Low Density Residential. At the bottom of your pyramid, you have the least restrictive zoning districts, including Light Industrial 1 and 2 and Commercial. For example, in Caldwell Hills, commercial or light industrial zoning allows for more intensive and higher density land uses, such as multifamily, manufacturing, warehouses, retail, restaurants, etc. While low density residential or Maritime Forest only allow single-family duplex dwellings. In this pyramid zoning scheme, uses can slide down in more intensive zones, but not up. For example, single-family dwellings can be developed in the commercial zone, but restaurants cannot be developed in a low-density residential zone. This type of zoning allows property owners the broad right for broad development types in high-intensive zones, provides power protection in low-intensive zones. The low-density residential zone was established for the principal use of land for single-family residences intended to preserve and enhance low- to medium-density neighborhoods. The zoning classification that is being requested is for the commercial zone. This zone was established to encourage convenient and accessible sales, entertainment, and professional business facilities to the general public in a manner that would not infringe nor degrade the natural qualities of residential neighborhoods. Currently, the adjacent property owners have an expectation for existing land uses in this area. This zoning change will infringe and degrade the natural qualities of the neighborhood. Several items that could affect the neighborhood are variety of commercial permitted uses that will be allowed. And I'd like to clarify, during public comment, there was some discussion of multi-dwelling or multi-unit development. This is a request for a zoning district, not a particular use. So this request would, if approved, would not be a guarantee or there'd be any limitation to just multifamily development. This is for all uses in the commercial zone.
Understood.
And coming with that, you have increased height. increased bulk, increased allowable noise limits, including higher decibels and extended hours of allowed noise, increased lighting, higher allowable density and lot coverage, and increased traffic. Lots in the Kettleville Hills Realty Corp subdivision were platted in 1953 and were sized appropriately for the use of single-family development west of US 158. As illustrated on the adopted zoning map, the commercial zoning district follows a consistent line from Boundary Street north to Collington Road. The requested rezoning would create inconsistency with the adopted town zoning map. The town land use plan, future land use map, this is map 13, page 5-4, this was attached to your packet, illustrates these lots for the future land use low density residential, and is adopted to show the town's vision for future land use and to be used as a foundational guide for rezoning decisions. Although the applicant's request indicates the intent for the map amendment is to construct multifamily housing, any use currently allowed in the commercial zone, and these were attached as well in your packet, would be permitted with a zoning designation change. The request is not consistent with the 2020 Kettleville Hills Land Use Plan, specifically Goal 7. Preserve Kettleville Hills residential areas, that's on page 6-3, and Land Use Compatibility Policy, P10. The town will maintain its three-tier approach to land use and housing mix, with land west of US 158 primarily used for its permanent population residing in single-family dwellings, on page 6-7. The request is inconsistent with the 2020 Kettleville Hills Land Use Plan, as well as inconsistent with the methodology of the zoning code, and creates potential negative effects on adjacent properties. Therefore, staff recommends the Planning Board forward the zoning map amendment request, recommending denial and statement of inconsistency. The applicant is here in the audience with us tonight. I'm sure he'd be happy to answer your questions. May you have some, and staff is prepared to answer any questions you may have also.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Eddie?
Thank you.
Do we have a quorum?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't be having a meeting if we didn't have one.
Oh, maybe.
Thanks, sir.
My name is Eddie Goodrich, and I'm the applicant tonight. And I'd like to say, first of all, I agree with most of what everybody said, except the degrading remarks, which are kind of unnecessary, I think. I think I can address the issues of traffic and noise. My intention is to build multifamily housing for local people year-round that live and work in Dare County. What I gave you, let me tell you a story first. Something happened ironic Sunday afternoon. It was colder than it could be, so I was going to cook some chicken and rice soup, and I went to a food line to get a can of chicken broth. And I was on the wrong aisle, and this kid was sitting on the floor putting cans up on the shelf. And he said, "Sir, can I help you?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm on the wrong aisle. I'm looking for the chicken broth." He said, "It's on the aisle next door." And I said, "Well, how are you doing today?" He said, "Not very well. I'm looking for a place to live." And I thought it was kind of ironic given what I was thinking about all day Sunday. But anyway, there's a lot of people like that. I think that's fairly well known. I'm going to, first of all,
here's the land use plan. This is Plan A. Mm-hmm. Plan A is not working. So you go to Plan B. This is the survey in 2017 that was responded by only 1,500 people.
out of 7,000 people that live in Kill Devil Hills. This was used to develop this. The average age is over 50 years old, and one-third of the 1,500 people are retired. So 1,000 people out of 7,000 people responded to this. Again, there's no question about year-round housing. There's no question about Airbnb.
So, if I will, I'm going to just read this into the... let me tell you what planning staff didn't tell you. There's some particular characteristics of this property that should be noted. It's not just lots 5 through 8. This is a parcel of land in their county. It's a parcel of land on your land use map. A portion of it is already zoned commercial. The piece behind behind where the new Starbucks will go. It's also surrounded by unimproved streets. Fox Street is unimproved. Boundary Street is unimproved. And Blue Jay Street is unimproved. So basically, it has no neighbors, adjacent, direct neighbors. There's staff didn't mention the fact that directly adjacent to it is all commercial zoning. Walgreens, JK's, some CVS across the street, Five Guys, Starbucks, AutoZone. That's all zoned commercial. And a portion of the property that I'm going to contract a person to purchase is zoned commercial already. The zoning line runs down the middle of a block, which is horrible planning. Because what will happen is, I don't understand why the town has low density residential and commercial side by side. But anyway, that should be, I consider that to be wrong. The negative impacts, they can be mitigated. Fox Street can remain undeveloped and it'll be a buffer. That's, you can't get better than a street owned by the town for as a buffer between two zones. Access to the property can come off Boundary Street and go down Blue Jay and never go down Martin Street. That makes a lot more sense. Another use for the property is cluster housing as well as multifamily. And I understand the hesitancy of calling it commercial zoning because it does open it up to more uses than I would ever intend to use. And there may be a way to work around that. I mean, it can be done. If you really read the land use plan, what I'm asking you is just as consistent as it is non-consistent. Actually, the Implementation Action 11.11 states support efforts to promote workforce housing within the town boundaries. There was no mention of that. There was also mention of different goals, like goal number 7. But it's also, what I'm saying is it's consistent with number, okay, I.11. Support efforts to provide workforce housing within the town boundaries. Schedule high, very important, according to the town's land use plan. The goals, preserve Kill Devil Hills residential areas. It's very important, staff mentioned that. But staff didn't mention that it also says support Kill Devil Hills local economy and year-round community. Support actions to diversify Kill Devil Hills local economy. Support infrastructure will adequately serve the town's future. Let's see. Nobody brought up the fact that there's a housing crisis, and everybody knows it. I'm bringing it up again.
staff would have you believe that
this can't be changed, that this is the holy grail. There's a method to change it. It's very simple. And you can do it if it's necessary and in the best interest of the town. It's a very simple process.
All you really have to do, and you'll find it attached there, of course the commissioners have to do it, is that you, the governing board of any town in the state of North Carolina can amend their zoning ordinance if they think it's reasonable and necessary. That's all they have to say. And I think it's reasonable and necessary. That's about it. If you have any questions, I'll answer them. Again, I don't intend to develop anything other than multifamily homes or cluster housing. I understand that that's very difficult to do because the ordinance says what it says. There are ways around that. Any questions?
You have any questions?
I was
list work. No, not yet.
Okay.
Public comment is over.
Yeah. That portion's done. Dylan?
Nothing right now.
I was going to come to you next. Okay, go ahead.
Since there were several things that apparently staff overlooked, I wanted to clarify that for the planning board. One, zoning map changes are the general statute that Mr. Goodrich has put here. What he is intending to change is our land use plan, which is now required by North Carolina general statute. To change the land use plan is a very extensive process. As we've told you, staff has found it not, this amendment not consistent with the land use plan. So an amendment to the land use plan would need to be done to create consistency if this change is to go forward.
Right.
So that is two different things, two different statutes. One's here, and that is a very simple process. You have a public hearing by the Board of Commissioners. Board of Commissioners can then adopt a zoning amendment. If it's inconsistent with your land use plan, you have to go back and change your land use plan. Okay? That's a different process. That requires state review. It goes through the state system. It has a 90-day review period. It has to have three public hearings. It has to go through the planning board. It has to have a public hearing planning board. It has to go to the Board of Commissioners and have another public hearing. It has to be publicized for a minimum of 30 days. And that's after the state has approved the change.
Right.
So that is not quite as simple as it was made out to be. The other thing I wanted to point out is Mr. Goodrich is telling you that he wants to do multifamily. I need you to take the development type out of your consideration. This is going to be zoned commercial. The list of commercial permitted uses and conditional uses would be allowed on this property, not what the developer has told you that he's going to build. That is not a consideration. You cannot look at the development type. You have to look at the zone as a town. So, and third, the workforce housing is currently a conditional use in the light industrial zone. That has many restrictions. It has deed restrictions. It gives benefits. And there's a process for that. It's a special use process. It's currently allowed in the light industrial zone. If the board wants to change the zoning ordinance to allow workforce housing in the commercial zone, that's a different zoning amendment. If they want to change it to allow workforce housing in the residential low zone, that's also a different zoning amendment. That is a text amendment, not a map amendment. This is a map amendment that will change the ability for this property to be developed in anything that's allowed in the commercial zone, either permitted or special use. And I just wanted to clarify a few things that the developer seemed to think that we left out of that equation. Okay? If you have any questions for staff, please let us know.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I'll add one quick thing. Is the lots 5, 6, 7, and 8 were brought up that they were a part of this. They're not affiliated with this request at all. He's correct. They are zoned commercial. They're under one ownership right now, and it sounds like Eddie is under contract for all of these lots. but I have no affiliation to this zoning map request. They don't have to be developed together. There's nothing tying these lots together except for ownership currently.
Thank you for that. Ms. Payne?
As always, I feel like Meredith covers a lot of what we're thinking and has a lot of good information. You know, coming in here and using hot button issues, we're all cognizant of housing being a crisis. We all know the market value of houses right now and what condos would resell for, what developments resell for. And I think that using these hot button topics definitely pulls at the heartstrings, you know, going for an emotional approach, going for different approaches. But when we're going for commercial, if you're asking for a big change in a little section that you may want to use these properties for. So, you know, that's like Meredith said, going for the big change, that's hard to do. Anything on your side?
Sure.
Meredith, or Cameron, whoever wants to take this one. So as Eddie had stated, his main reason for this was to build multifamily units, not workforce housing. So under if he were to be granted the change to general, he could build multifamily, but not workforce housing. I just want that clarified, please.
We have, yes. By our zoning ordinance definition now, he may develop multifamily that he calls workforce housing, but it wouldn't be under the special use permit with the restrictions that require them to be maintained at a certain percentage of the median income that constitutes workforce housing. Yeah. So that's in the light industrial zone at this time.
And nor is what the land use plan is saying in the policy statement. That policy statement is talking about the workforce housing that is allowed in the zoning code, not the general term of workforce housing.
Yeah, you're referring to his item I-11 on page 6-8.
Correct.
That was my next part, but thank you. Eddie, one thing you might be able to help me out with here on the land use plan that you submitted to us. I wish I would have had a little more time to review this, but I think I got the gist of it. Down here in 160D-605, subparagraph B, item number 2, where it says the benefits and detriments to the landowners and neighbors in the surrounding community. Are you arguing for or against that? I want to know how you think that this project or the rezoning is going to benefit the existing neighbors. Because it says that has to be one of our considerations.
That actually directly, there are no direct neighbors to this property.
Are you talking about Fox Street?
All the streets all the way around are undeveloped.
That was one other thing, is to say that you're not going to develop Fox Street is not a choice the developer gets to make. That's a town right-of-way.
So if somebody bought that lot and wanted to develop it, he would be required to put in a street and then the boundary would disappear.
Right, and by state statute too, right-of-ways do not separate land uses. Lot number 15 to Mrs. Riddle's house at lot number 1 are adjacent land uses. The right-of-way does not separate those. She is considered an adjacent landowner.
I understand. Those are my two questions, and I would just like to finish off with a story about a rezoning incident that happened in the town not too long ago. Town was making a bid to get the hospital here. A parcel of the land was rezoned to accommodate it. The hospital pulled out, the land was left, and it's changed to new, less restrictive zoning, and the Lowe's was put in, if I believe correctly. That's just one of the pitfalls.
That was always zoned commercial.
But I thought it was a different commercial.
Nope, but hospitals were added to the zoning ordinance as a text amendment, as a use. Huh. Hospitals weren't a use in the town of Kettleville Hills prior to the hospital looking at that property. It wasn't just Lowe's. They were looking at the Lowe's and Publix property combined.
Okay.
Well, thank you for clearing that up. I've been here too long, Mike. I've been laboring here way too long. I've been laboring under that with just a slight askew because I thought they had changed it from general to, you know, many classes. That's about the time I started, so I've been learning ever since then.
But it is true that the site where Lowe's was could have been anything under the
Well, I think it's a bad idea to put a hospital in the flight path of an airport.
They didn't.
I know.
It's technically not an airport according to the FAA. That's another discussion.
They actually put the hospital on a piece of land that I owned, and that's it. And the town manager and the town director called me and said, Eddie, come down here. We're going to rezone your property for a hospital. I said, I'll be right there. And we gave them a damn good deal. And we got a hospital.
Yeah, well, I thought it was going there up until it went somewhere else. But that's all I had. Thank you.
Thank you. Dylan, you good, son?
Mr. Goodrich, I think we know where you're coming from. Unfortunately, the planning board, not unfortunately, but just in general, the planning board is bound by the land use plan. That is our sacred document, and we cannot throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak, with regard to what you're looking for here. There's just too many inconsistencies, I'm afraid. That's all, Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you. That's good. All right, everybody good? Well, then, does anybody want to present a motion?
If I don't act surprised, excuse me.
Motion in order.
At the end.
I guess you guys are waiting for me.
I'll make the motion.
I was just looking for the words.
No, it's all right. The planning board finds that the I make a motion that the planning board finds that the zoning map amendment request lots 9 through 15, block 18, Kildare Hills Realty Corp subdivision is not consistent with the adopted land use plan. Therefore, the planning board finds the proposed amendment is inconsistent with the objectives and policies contained in the Kildare Hills land use plan and or other officially adopted plans of the town that are applicable.
Before there was an inconsistency statement.
Yes. And I recommend denial to the Board of Commissioners.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Goodrich.
Thank you very much.
All right. Just a little, we've been through that. Second public comment.
Sorry.
You're on.
I'm going to aim my criminal law card.
Just stand up in good audio so we can hear us all hear you good.
I apologize.
Are you fine?
My social life has kind of taken a nosedive so with this COVID thing happening, and so forgive me. This area over here on Fox Street behind my residence, her residence, there's three lots here that are zoned and chose. It's commercial. A dentist owns that property. Twice in the 15 years I've lived at LFO 5 Fox Street, he's come through my backside of the property to do surveys twice to build a dentist's office. Now, two things. He eventually will build that office or he will sell it. It is zoned commercial. He can make a lot of money off that. Now, worst case scenario, he doesn't build the dentist's office, he sells it commercial, another restaurant, bar opens up. Now you've got traffic coming in from Blue Jay onto Martin Street. All of Martin Street will be a complete backup. Then North Carolina is going to have to come in and put, if that should be the case, they're going to have to put a stop sign on every intersection on Martin Street, just so the traffic flows. I don't think that's gonna help the traffic, but that could very well happen in the future. So I just want to point out that that is commercial, and it could very well, and with the property rates going up as high as they are.
Yeah, lots. You can get it $60,000 10 years ago, and that same lot is now almost $200,000. And when you say affordable housing, you're talking $350,000-$400,000. That's not affordable housing to me. You know, my house 15 years ago was $90,000. Now it's up to almost $320,000. And that's an old house, not new. Construction has gone significantly high. Materials, and it will continue to go high. So now you're talking about affordable housing. Well, maybe is that $300,000-$400,000? Now you're talking about
$500,000. I'm sorry, we're getting slightly off topic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm frustrated with this. And I've been there in Kildare Hills for 15 years. I've seen a lot of growth. And in some sections, it's caused a lot of problems. In some areas, not. Mm-hmm. And it's going to turn into a Virginia Beach. And that's, we want to keep the integrity of our little neighborhood. So and I apologize for the inconvenience. And thank you for listening.
No, noted. Thank you. Anybody else? No? Good. All right. Anybody response to public comment?
That one for me?
No.
Board member comment?
None for me. Congratulations, Ron.
Thank you, sir. Good. All right. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right, so what was mine and what was not?
But of course, the last one, I was my 10-year-old memory isn't quite as good as it was when I was 15, not when I was 16.
Man, you look like a day of 40.
All right, so I have lost. Oh, that.
Hey, we know this song. Thank you. They are.
Now,
the public hearing
will likely be able to do that. Both of you will have a chance to speak.
The first meeting you'll speak at public comments, April 11th, and you just come to April 11th. And they start at 6.
I appreciate you, sir.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah. Corner right in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then April 27th,
there
will be a public hearing.
Also,
at the beginning of the meeting.
I'm looking around. It's getting
scary.
Well, I was kind of watching the soap opera. I didn't want to, like, stop.
Yeah,
I
didn't want to.
I was like, surely it's going to end. Okay. I was waiting for him to say something.
And I was just kind of watching, like, oh my god.
He grabbed me right in the face.
And they'll post that on the town website with the agenda and all that stuff. There's anything if you want to come to, like,
I was like, okay, now I get it now. I know what we're trying to do. So.